concerned about today, mainly? No, besides Dancing with the Stars. Yes, that is right. Government. That is right. People want peace and plenty. They want good rulership. And this has been the problem of humanity since there has been such a thing as government, starting with the Tower of Babel and starting with nations. We all want good government, and we're under the deception and the delusion that it is God's intent in this day of mankind to give us good government. In fact, it is not his intention at all. This is why it is such a thrill for me, and I'm sure it is for you, to look into the throne section of the unveiling of Jesus Christ and to realize that a throne speaks of rulership, and he is already ruling in the heavens, and earth is going to become a footstool for his feet. But in the meantime, humanity has to exhaust every resource it has. It has to be humiliated in every way possible, and there are many interesting ways for humanity to be humiliated. We can be humiliated under dictatorships, under republics, under democracies. We can be humiliated in myriads of ways. We can be humiliated by white presidents, black presidents, Hispanic presidents. Let's try putting a woman in charge. It doesn't matter. Maybe we just haven't gotten the right peace conference together. Maybe that's it. You remember back in the 70s when Jimmy Carter got together with Menachem Begin and Anwar Sadat in the Camp David agreement, the Camp David Accord, and it was celebrated in very solemn ceremony. And oh, the world was so hopeful that these three clowns, I mean gentlemen, would bring peace to the earth, and it lasted for, what, 15 minutes or something, I don't know. So you're not going to find peace through peace accords. And I thought about what to call this show today, and I thought of some epic titles like the throne section. Then I thought, why not just call it Screw Peace Conferences? Because, you know, all this week I had some really great titles. Who are the Nicolaitans? That was Monday, Creation and Redemption. Tomorrow, A Door into Heaven. It's also weighty and ponderous. So I thought, why not today call it Screw Peace Conferences? Because they're never going to work. They're doomed to failure. And I'm giving you a key to happiness. One of the most frustrating things to me is that all the resources we have, it's not that we don't have what it takes to be happy. God has laden this earth with coal and oil and water, but he has also laden the earth with politicians who screw everything up, mismanage everything, and spend money on all the wrong things and prohibit things like getting our natural resources. And it's so frustrating until you realize, I'm not frustrated anymore. I used to be. Until you realize that it's supposed to be a total screw-up. And Jesus talks about wars and rumors of wars. And these things are true today. But also the cry in the midst of wars and rumors of wars is for peace, peace. We are also going to have nation rising against nation. And we see that too. The East is going to be pitted against the West, and it already is. We're in a religious war. But in the midst of that, we're all crying for peace, peace, and it's the striving of the human heart. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm not saying it's not planted in your heart for peace and plenty, because that's what this earthly kingdom we're looking at here in the unveiling is all about. It's about peace and plenty. It's about a benign dictatorship. I'll tell you the brand of government that's going to work. It's not a democracy. It's a benign dictatorship. So really, the dictators are on the right track. I mean, the theory of a dictator, one person. You know, too many cooks spoil the broth. Just get one person. He says how it goes. Unfortunately, some of the dictators that have been put in charge have not been of a, let's say, sterling character. Adolf Hitler, Benito Mussolini, Pol Pot, the guy in Nicaragua, all these people. Stalin, Castro. You see, because power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. There's only one in whose hand power should be, and it is in the hands of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that is going to happen. So this, I tell you, the political redemption of the earth cannot possibly be accomplished by humans. It is not humanly possible to redeem the earth by human means, by good governments, by the right peace conference. I just laugh at these peace conferences. You know, first it was going to be the League of Nations after World War I, when epic global conflict. And in the wake of that, let's get together, shall we? So the League of Nations was formed. And that blew up because people quit it. You know, Hitler signed a peace agreement. A lot of good that was. But he signed it. Look, this is a signature. It doesn't matter to these people. So it has nothing to do with peace agreements. They're all going to be broken. It has to do with, well, I'm going to tell you what it has to do. I'm going to close this show by telling you what doesn't work and telling you what is going to work. Martin, how do you know this is the throne section? You say we're entering into this epic new section of the unveiling of Jesus Christ. The one thing you're not supposed to talk about, religion and politics, are the two themes. I keep bringing this up to you in the book of the unveiling of Jesus Christ. Now we're in chapter 4. And we're entering a new section. We're entering the politics section. Not the religion section. That starts in chapter 11, verse 19. Now we're in the politics section. See, all this, there's reasons for everything that is written here. And there are times for writing it. In verse 2, now immediately I came to be in spirit. On verse 2 of chapter 4, and lo, a throne. That's where I get it. Lo, a throne located in heaven. And on the throne, one sitting. And he was sitting is to my vision like a jasper stone and a carnelian. And I perceived around the throne 24 elders, and on the 24 thrones, elders seated. So the word throne is used three or four times here. Let's keep going. And in the center of the throne, verse 6, verse 5, and seven torches of fire are burning before the throne. And there are four animals around the throne. Chapter 5, verse 6, and I perceived in the center of the throne, lambkin, center of the throne. What makes me think this is about a throne? Verse 11, and I perceived and I hear a sound as of many messengers around the throne. I mean, you could just keep going here from now until the next, for the next eight chapters, and you're going to see throne, throne, throne. And again, I told you this yesterday, I'll say it again, throne has to do with ruling. A king sits on a throne, not a priest. So we're looking at the political redemption of planet Earth. So there's nothing wrong with politics. What sucks is bad politics. You can quote me on that. Oh, I got to... You know, we always look for a ruler, every man's ruler. Somebody who can represent the interests of everyone. There's where the democracy comes in. Now, there are some forms of government better than others. But as it's as if we think if the people can just rule themselves, you know, or if we can find a leader who can just reflect the will of the people. And the accusation there is always, well, the people are too dumb. This is dictatorships. Well, the people are too dumb to know what they want, so we'll tell them what they want. That's where the dictatorships fail, but it's also where the republics fail, because the people maybe are too dumb to know what they want, because they all want stuff. This is the American dream, or the dream of any peoples. They want their belly fed, and they want to be safe. It all has to do with the soul. And people, this I can't stand this about elections. The people don't vote according to principle. They vote according to their wallet and their dinner table. People just want they want food. They want the person who's going to give them the most stuff. That's why Obama won the election in the USA, is because you can't compete with Santa Claus. The guy who promises to give you everything, I'll give you everything. What do you need? A cell phone? A car? A college education? Healthcare? I'll give it to you. That's Santa Claus. That's a fantasy. So anybody who promises that, of course, it's empty promises, but that's the baseness, the soulishness of people. They just want to satisfy their souls. But we see in the unveiling of Jesus Christ that those who are out to save their souls are going to lose their souls. In other words, it's more than just peace and plenty. It has to do with what does God want? Who asks that question? Nobody. When is God going to get his glory? Who asks that question? So I am walking away from all of Earth's politics. I'm done with it. And I'm asking the question, I want to see, what does God want? And God wants to see his Christ get glory. He wants to see his Christ getting the glory that he deserves, because the first time he came here, he got screwed, if I can put it that way. The first time he came here were the days of his humiliation. And he came as a lowly, humble servant, as an Israelite of all things. And it's very humbling. And I want to see him. He got none of the glory due him when he came here the first time. The second time is going to be different. He's going to come with thunder and lightning, and those who stabbed him are going to see him, and they're going to wail, and they're going to mourn, and they're going to weep. They're going to rue the day. There's going to be serious ruage going on when Jesus Christ returns, because he's finally coming back in glory. That's what I want. And I'll sacrifice a hot meal for that, you know? I'll sacrifice peace for that. I mean, I like it that I live in a country where there's still peace. Some people don't. We don't know what God's going to do with this country or any country. But if you give up on the country and you start to see like those saints in Hebrews chapter 12 or chapter 11, they have a celestial country. They have a country that's not here on earth. And they walk around this country like they're expatriates, like they're aliens, like they don't belong here. They're walking like this isn't my home. And you look at these people and they go, what, don't you people care? I'll never forget when I worked for the post office. My friend Matt, he was so upset that everybody's taxes were going up. And I'm just sitting there every morning whistling, putting up the mail. And he's fuming that taxes are going up. And he finally had enough of me. He says, Zender, yes? Why aren't you upset about the taxes going up? And I introduced him to these truths. I said, I'm not of this world. And then he really got pissed off at me. I am of another world, of which you know nothing of. See, so I didn't quite do it like that. But I introduced him to the fact that we are looking for a different city. We're looking for a celestial home. We are, our realm is inherent among the celestials, Philippians 3:10 or somewhere in Philippians. And this is not our realm. That's why Jesus could say to Pilate, this is why Jesus could be so calm. Don't you know I have the power to release you or crucify you? Jesus said, well, you'd really have no power unless it were given you from above. My kingdom's not of this world, so if it was, my friends would be fighting for me. But none of them are fighting for me, so they recognize the truth that my time is finished here. But I am a ruler of a realm that you can't see. And he came here to initiate that realm. It doesn't come. This kingdom does not come by uplifting humanity. It does not come by impassioned political speeches or peace conferences. It does not come by the gradual influence of religion or spirit, even spirit, as some of our friends are telling us. The body of Christ is going to become so spiritual that the kingdom is going to come just because we grow into maturity. That's BS. Does not come by education. If we just get the right people in office, just educate the people. Teach them about the Bill of Rights. Teach them about the Constitution. Doesn't come that way. This is what it comes, how it comes. By the artillery of heaven, God is going to unload. He's going to train his guns, if you will, upon this rebellious earth. And he's going to wipe out the religion and the politics that we know and love. No peace conference is going to usher in the long-awaited time of peace and plenty. It comes by the breaking of seals, the blowing of trumpets, and the clapping of thunder. It happens suddenly. And finally the time comes in 11:15 of the unveiling, when the kingdoms of this world become, in an hour, the kingdoms of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.